We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Pidyon Bechor, paragraph Choftes. This halacha, we said, is based on Torah Zion in Likutei Moran Tanino, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks a lot about Achila, and how during Achila is the best time when a person can be zeichet to He'ora Sarotzin, which is one of the highest lights from Hashem. And we said, Ha'ora Sarotzain is two works, two ways. Number one, it's the fact that the person feels a tremendous Rotzain for Hashem. And Ha'ora Sarotzain also means, Kaviyochel, that Hashem shows the person a He'ora Sponim, that Hashem wants the person both ways. And previously, we spoke a little bit about the fact that when Avram Avinu returned from the Milchama with the kings, when he rescued Lot, so it says, Malki Tzedek, Melech Sholem, came out to greet him with Lechem and Yayin. And we spoke a little bit about it. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to add a little bit more about that. V'ze shehoitzi Malki Tzedek, Halechem v'Yayin li'Avrohom, bo'eis sheshov mi'melchemes arboa melochim. With this, we'll also understand why Malki Tzedek brought out the food, bread and wine, which we said before are the most important foods of He'ora Sarotzain. They're the holiest foods. Lechem you make hamoitzi on, you do birchas hamozein on. Yayin is the only drink that has its own bracha. So when did he bring it for him? When Avram Avinu came back from the battle against the four kings. And Avram Avinu had won. Ki oz ro malki tzedek oitzem gvurosoi v'tokpoi shel Avraham shehu ishchayel b'yoser. Because that's when Malki Tzedek saw that Avram Avinu is not a shlamazel. Rabbeinu Zal says over there in that Torah in Likutei Moran that if a person wants parnosa, if a person wants eros harotzin, he can't be a shlamazel. He has to be connected to the malchus. He has to be ish chayil, Rabbeinu Zal says there. So now he says this is why bedafka at this time, when Avram Avinu showed that he's an ish chayil, that's when Malki Tzedek brought him this lechem and yayim. Shemarames al heora sarotzin b'shasu achila, which is marames to the concept of receiving this heora sarotzin during eating, kitzrichim lihiyos ish chayil ukamayshem avorasham kanal, because Rabbeinu Zal says that in order for a yid to be zeichet to this heora sarotzin during achila, he has to be strong. Befrat sheAvraham hitzilos es loit, especially since that wasn't just a regular war. Avram Avinu was doing battle against four kings who had won over five kings. So these four kings weren't schleppers. They were very, very strong, powerful. And these four had captured Lot, the nephew of Avram Avinu. Shekol ha-milchoma hazois hoye b'shvil zeh, whereby this whole milchoma was really all about Lot. Machmashet sofo shemimenu yishtalshel leidas moshiach. Because Avram Avinu saw Baruch HaKodesh that from Lot was eventually going to come the Neshama of Moshiach. Lot gave birth to Moav, and Rus HaMoavia, it was the great-grandmother of Dovid HaMelech. K'moshom Rabbi Senuzal al posuk, Motsosi Dovid Avdi, as the Gemara says, on this posuk, Motsosi Dovid Avdi, that's referring to the special people who would come out from Dovid HaMelech. The Neshama of Moshiach, and how Hashem found Dovid HaMelech by Moav. Ve'ikar hamalucha digdusha yizke Dovid Moshiach. And we know the main malchus digdusha belongs only to Dovid HaMelech, Moshiach. She'etzloi kol ho'oiz v'hamemshola digdusha. He is the real representative of power and kingdom of Kedusha. Va'al yodoi ikar he'ora sarotzoin. And therefore, it's via Dovid HaMelech, via the Malchus, that any Yid who is zeichet to He'ora Sarotzin during Achila, kifi his chaskuso ilios ishchayel, to the degree that the person is strong, he eats like a melech, or like Rabbeinu Zal taught us, that when a person's eating, he should be eating as if he's sitting in front of a melech, with a derech eretz, with a koyach, that he knows how much he wants to eat, not more, not less. V'yalkein, oz daiko hoitzi kenegdoi lechem v'yayin kanal. So therefore, at this time, when Avram Avinu was doing something very important for the Malchus Digdusha. He was going to battle against these four kings and their armies to rescue Lot, from whom the whole Malchus Digdusha would come from. So it was clear that Avram Avinu had a major chelik in the Malchus of Kedusha. That's when Malki Tzedek, which is shame, brought him this lechem and yayin, which means he brought him a suda of the most important foods, because now I see that you're ready for this he'oras harotzim. You're on a madrega. You're an ish chayel. You're powerful. You're part of the Malchus Digdusha. Your eating will be he'oras harotzim. Paragraph Lamed. V'alkein lechem loshen milchoma. Now we'll understand another thing. Whenever we talk about a suda, a person eating a meal, a suda is bread. That's the most important thing that makes it into a suda. Rav Nosson Zal says, lechem is miloshen milchoma. K'moy shekosov, as the pasuk says, lecham es loichamoy. Ki ikar hischaskus hamilchoma shel ha'odom bozeh ha'olam hu be'inyan harotzin. Because the main battle that every yid has to be aware of all the time and has to be strong in willing to do this battle is regarding rotzin. What do I want? I want the right thing. I want kedusha. I want avodas Hashem. Bifrat achshav betoikef hagolus. Especially now, when we're in golus, we're in the most severe golus, where we can't do what Avram Avinu, what the Tanoim did, what the Amoraim did, what they had during the time of the Beis Hamikdash. Now the most important avoda bayos is rotzayin. We can't bring karbonos, but we want to bring karbonos. We say karbonos in the morning, and we say halavai. It should be that my saying these words should be as if I brought it, so that our tefillos are an expression of our deep, deep rotzayin, that we want the Beis Hamikdash, we want karbonos, we want koyhanim, we want the gula. Ki asitrachro v'chol haboim mitzido mizgabrim ma'oid. The Sitra Achra and all the other forces that work with the Sitra Achra try very, very hard to the point where it makes it very hard for a yid to stand up against them. And therefore, the only thing that we really have, because we make mistakes left and right, we do all kinds of averos b'machshava. So then I'm also from all sides, I'm all banged up. What do I have? What do I have? The answer is, I have my rotzayin. Shetzrichen lehischazik bozeh ma'oid ma'oid. That a yid has to be very, very solid in this. Shelo yipoil min harotzayin b'shum oifim. Im Yavro of Ma, that no matter what happens, no matter how many times I fail, no matter what I did wrong, I still want. I want Hashem. I want to come close to Hashem. I want to come close to the tzaddik. Ki habaldovor mizgaper al hodom lahapiloi gam meharotzim, because the Yetzirah tries very, very hard to get a person to give up his rotzim. That he should say, forget about it. See, I can't. What? Nothing. Just forget about it. Chas v'shalom. Avol al yedei horebi hoemes, hameir heoras ben v'talmid, but through the true tzaddik, who shines the real das, and we said the real das, there's a das of ben, and there's a das of talmid, levli liyayish esatzmai b'shum oifin, which gives us the encouragement we need, not to give up, no matter what, no matter how many times I fall, no matter how many times I fail, I'm not giving up. Through that, kol mi shechozok bozeh, any person who's strong in his rotzayin, ve'enoy shlemizalnik, and he's not a baby, he doesn't do stupid things, he doesn't act, he doesn't just stam act like a person who's totally irresponsible, a chaser deya, who's zoyche leha'oras harotzayin kanal. That person can be zoyche to this he'oras harotzayin during achila, shayde ze iker his gabrus hamilchama. And that's the main weapon that a person needs to win against the Sitra Achra, against the Yetzirah. Va'ayin b'mokam achar b'hilchas birchas hamozna alocha dalin she'ikar ho'akshonus b'rotzayin. Ayin shom. Look over there, where there Rabbi Nosson Zal emphasizes that when Rabbeinu Zal spoke about akshonus, that a person has to be stubborn and strong and Strong in what? Strong in my rotzim. That no matter what happens, I know what I want. I want to do the right thing. And even if 100 times I don't do it, still I know what I want. I want to be zecher to get up for chatzos. I want to get up for vesikim. I want to go to the, I want to do it. And even if I didn't do it, so what? I know there is such a thing. I know it's the right thing. And that's where my ritzonos are. My ritzonos are, I want to be an Ovid Hashem. Paragraph Lamed Aleph. V'alkein. And therefore now Rav Nosson Zal goes back to what we spoke about earlier. He spoke about the mitzvah of challah, separating a certain amount of the dough during the time of the Beis Hamikdash. They gave it to the Kohen. Today we burn it. When a person is baking bread or challah or cake, using a certain quantity of dough. So v'alkein mitzvah challah, kishenois nimayim bo'isa. When do we have this mitzvah? Bedafka, after we added the water already to the flour to make it into dough. Umaschilin legalgala, we start rolling the dough. Why? Why bedafka at that time? We had mentioned earlier that challah, the word challah also means rotzoin. We showed from the posuk v'afkam zois, the amount of eggs, the shear that you have to take of challah. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki mayim nimshochim mebechinas ze hayom godoil urechav yodayim hamavoyer bahatoyranal. In the Torah and the Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on, we said over there that in order to receive parnosa, the malchus has to go up to the yam hachochma. And over there, the malchus receives from the remozim shebiyam ha-chochma, from the remozim or the yodayim shebiyam ha-chochma. That's the terminology that Rabbeinu Zal uses over there in Likutei Moran, and Rabbeinu Zal brings it from Sukkim. He mentions this posuk, Zeh hayom godol urechav yodayim. There's these yodayim shebiyam ha-chochma, which are what give over hashpo to the malchus, and the malchus distributes parnosa to the whole world. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there that it's through this procedure, it's through this yodayim shebiyam ha-chochma, through that we receive this he'oras ha-rotzoin when we're eating. V'alkein, and therefore mayim bechinas rotzoin. Rabbeinu Zal says water also represents rotzoin, desire. Kemoy shekosuv, as the pasuk says, vayishbechu mayim, they poured water, and the Gemara Shapirish Rashi and Rashi Kodesh says, sheshavchu libom kamayim, they poured out their hearts like water to Hashem, meaning they expressed their rotzoin, their deep rotzoin to Hashem. Ukemoy shekosuv, and as the pasuk says, v'noharu elov kol hagoyim, that in the future all the nations will stream to Moshiach, to the Tzaddik. So the word v'noharu is used. Nohar means a river of flowing water. The flowing water represents a yid's retzoinois to Hashem. It's that current, that flow of desire, deep desire towards Hashem. V'alkein, challah. So that's why we said, when do we separate the challah? When do we do this mitzvah? After we added the water. The water represents rotzoin digdusha. V'alkein chala ein lo shir medoy raisa. Now we'll understand another thing. In the Chumash, it does, in the Torah, it doesn't mention any amount that you have to give, that you have to separate from the chala. Medoy raisa, a mashahu is enough. The Rabbonon learned out from Sukkim, from Diyukim, that the word chala is bigamatria 43, so it's got to be a dough that's at least 43 and a fifth eggs, etc. Why? Why is there no shear? Rav Nosson Zal says, ki he'oras harotzoim hu bebechinas ein shear. Because this item called he'oras harotzoim, this desire that a yid has for Hashem, has no boundaries, no limits. You can't put a number on it. It's infinite. It's ein soif. Ki hu bechinas mo. We said before, that's this concept of mo. What? That it has no gvul to it. Shehu bechinas b'li shir. V'alkein horotzoin v'akisufin digdusha, v'al yidei horotzoin v'akisufin digdusha, yecholin lehischazek tomid kanal. And therefore, as long as a person has this rotzayin of kedusha, that I want to do the right thing, I want Hashem, I want tzadikim, Rav Nussel says that person will be able to be mitchazek no matter what. No matter what he did wrong, no matter what went wrong, no matter how far away he is, as long as he holds on to that rotzlein is a koyach of ein soif. V'zeh nishar kayim lo'olam, and this remains eternally, afilu betoikif hagolius, hagolus beklolius beprotius kanam. Even in the most severe golus, beklolius, meaning that the whole Klal Yisrael is in golus, and beprotius, if a person himself is in golus, he himself is in his own mess, chas v'shalom. Kihu bechinas bli shir, because rotzlein is something that's unlimited, no boundaries. V'chol echot k'fi ma shehu, yochol leilech im zeh tomid, b'chol ma sho'evra lov. And every person, no matter where he's at, can always go with this. That ki afal pikein, ritzoini chozok eilav yisboro. Because I don't, no matter what, I did the worst thing in the world. Still, I want to be a yid. I want to come close to Hashem. K'mo shemavur le'el, al posuk ma to'iru u ma to'iru esho'avo at shetechbots. As we explained earlier, Rav Nosson Zal's explanation on this posuk in Shir HaShirim, where the goyim say to the yidden, what are you doing? You're crazy. Hashem doesn't want you anymore. You see, he threw you out of Eretz Yisrael, and you see where you are. You see you're in the dirt. And the yidden say to Hashem, the yidden say to the goyim, what are you trying? You're trying to separate us from Hashem? Ad shetechbots. Our kesher with Hashem is as long as we want it. As long as we still want to be close to Hashem, no matter how far we've gone, doesn't mean anything. We can always turn it around. It can always change. And now Rav Nosson Zal adds a final, tremendous, tremendous important piece here.